Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Boston Celtics are alive. They continue to fight. They have forced a game six in Miami tomorrow, and in the process, they have virtually ensured that their head coach is going to be their head coach for the future. Kenji Carlin in for Greeny, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, Sirius XM, Channel 80. By the way, you could tweet us at ChrisCanty99, at Chris Carlin. Later in the hour, just a remarkably embarrassing situation for me this morning that I have to get your take on. And okay, it feels like I teased that just like that at least once a week.
Yeah.
A remarkably embarrassing situation for me, and it's happened
again. Well, you know, the one positive about that is it's good to be able to laugh at yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. People that laugh, I don't know how I wouldn't. People that laugh at themselves, don't take themselves too seriously, tend to live longer. I don't know what study shows that, but I'd like to believe that that's the case.
Okay.
There you go. And even Siri agrees with you.
Yeah, she does.
Exactly. So I'm just going to roll with it. I'm just going to put it out there and say it.
See, now here's the problem. You say that to me, and I take that study that you just cited blindly out of nowhere, and I put more stock in that than anything my cardiologist would ever say. Canty.
Oh, man.
I think that we were of the impression that Joe Mazzulla was in a little bit of trouble potentially had the Miami Heat got swept. I think based on what we have heard throughout the series, especially when they went down 3-0, I personally started to believe that he wasn't going to lose his job, even if they got swept, because you heard Woj talk about the idea that, well, this happened very late in the process last year, and this team was very upset by how the Ime Udoka situation went down, and those negative feelings about it came back up when the Nets almost hired him and when the Rockets did. It's like it just kept bubbling back up. And
yeah,
Mazzulla really didn't have strong number two in place to really be good support staff. Like, that all to me is...
Well, number two was in place. That was Will Hardy. He ended up getting hired by Danny Ainge.
Well, Will Hardy
would
have been the coach, I think,
exactly.
First.
No doubt.
But that aside, that led me to believe, okay, they are setting you up for Mazzulla to return right now, because that kind of information getting out there is usually a bit of a justification. Has Mazzulla right now, no matter what, already just confirmed that he's going to be back as the Celtics coach to you?
Well, I said this yesterday. I thought that game four put him one step closer to keeping his job.
Right.
You know, Brad Stevens has got to find a way to justify keeping his guy intact and continuing down the path that he set out with at the beginning of the season, in the same path that led him to give Joe Mazzulla a contract extension in the middle of the season and drop the interim tag. He was just looking for something to validate the decision that he made in the middle of the season in the Eastern Conference Finals. And Joe Mazzulla gave him that over the last six quarters. So you can now justify keeping Mazzulla as the head coach, keeping the roster largely intact, even though you have looming decisions, and I don't really think there are decisions, about the Supermax contracts that you're going to extend to Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum over the next two summers. So I think you can convince yourself that we're on the right track, even if you end up losing this series, because you've made it competitive, because it's a long series, having gone 6 or 7 games.
Here's Mazzulla from last night on what's gone right the last couple of games.
One of our assistants put it in great perspective. The season's like 9 months long, and we just had a bad week. Sometimes you have a bad week at work. And, you know, we obviously didn't pick the best time to have a bad week, but we did, and we're sticking together and fighting like hell to keep it alive, and the guys are really coming together.
Is the cause to come back from this brought the guys together? I know it's a pretty obvious answer, but how has it and has it?
I mean, I think it's just your back's against the wall. You don't have a choice. And so it builds a connection and builds, you know, just an opportunity. And so, like I've said it all year, the guys in that locker room, they always stick together. And, you know, when our backs are against the wall, we just have to continue that.
Yes.
You know what I hear? I hear a lot more humility in Joe Mazzulla's voice from what we heard in the Sixers series, right?
Yeah.
How about these adjustments? Let's talk about these adjustments. That crap has gone out of the window, hadn't it?
Yes, it has.
Joe Mazzulla's like, listen, we're fighting like hell right now. Like, I understand what we're going through. I understand the position that I put myself in with this team underachieving against the 8th-seeded Miami Heat. Like, he gets the stakes and the gravity of what this series means for him individually, but also for the organization, given the decisions that they got to make over the next two summers.
See, that's interesting, because I didn't love hearing, well, you know, we just had a bad week, because that sounded a little bit like justification, but...
But it's real. It's a real thing to say.
Yeah,
you're dealing with people and not robots.
Yep, absolutely true. But I do take that and say, okay, you know what? He's learning. He's learning that he has to handle himself a little bit differently publicly, and we all learn from mistakes along the way. Do you feel like, though, because I don't, do you feel like this was a group in that locker room that felt like we have to step up and defend our coach and play for our coach? I personally feel like
I
think this was personal pride. We're getting our tail kicked here.
Yeah, I think it was just those guys saying to each other that we can't go out like this. This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
We don't want our names attached to getting swept by an 8 seed that lost the first game of the play-in tournament. That's not a good look. And here's the other thing. If you like playing with your teammates, you probably better not get swept. If you like playing in TD Garden, if you like playing in front of that fan base, you better not get swept. Because we talked about it. Not only is Brad Stevens faced with having to move on from Missoula if they got swept, but you're probably looking at wholesale changes on this roster. Yeah, maybe it's not Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, but the others, like guys like Marcus Smart and Derek White and Grant Williams and Al Horford, the whole lot of those guys, hell, ain't nothing precluding them from moving off from them if you underachieve. Like, we can rework the pieces around Brown and Tatum. To me, those are the two answers before you even consider moving one of the two all-NBA players the Boston Celtics have. So, to me, I think this is more about those guys' commitment to each other and not wanting to be embarrassed and get swept unceremoniously in four games to the Miami Heat as opposed to them sticking up for their head coach.
Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, in for Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. See, this is where I worry about the situation a bit.
Mm.
I don't want this to be about justification for the decision that Brad Stevens made to give him the contract extension. We wouldn't even be talking about this if he hadn't gotten that extension. If they lose this series, no matter how it went down, he would have been out.
If he still had the interim tag?
Yes.
Yeah,
he would
have
been out.
I agree with that.
And Canty, this is such a rare time right now where you have the coaching talent out there that's available. I mean, can you remember a coaching free agent class like we have right now?
No.
Yeah, that's the thing for me.
Not with three championship winning head coaches in Doc Rivers, Frank Vogel, and Nick Nurse. No.
And with that in mind, it feels like they have made up their mind based on wanting to justify it as opposed to justify the decision to give him the extension, as opposed to what's going to be better to try to make those two guys come together in the long term. Because we both agree, the Boston Celtics, for the long term, are best served making it work with those two superstars, because while they would get a ton in return for Brown, it still doesn't – usually the team that gets the superstar gets the better of the deal.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I get why you don't like the job justification angle with Brad Stevens and Joe Mazzulla, but that's the way of the
world.
That's
just reality, I know.
Professional sports and even everyday life. I mean, there's so many times where people make decisions, higher-ups, superiors, they make decisions when it comes to their subordinates, and they do everything that they can, and they give their subordinates every single resource in order for them to have every opportunity at success. Brad Stevens is going to do the same thing, and he would have been reluctant to pull the plug on Joe Mazzulla, but at risk of talking about a sports hypothetical, I don't want us to go too far down this road, but I would have felt like it would have been a tough decision to keep him had they gotten swept in this series. But now that's off the table because you're talking about this series now, you know, getting to a sixth game down in Miami.
If I lose this series, though, when we talk about justification, what do GMs always talk about? We are constantly evaluating to make our team better, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can justify it if I actually did want to make the move by saying, if I'm Brad Stevens, A, I never would have seen this group of coaches available at once, ever coming when we gave him the extension. You could say that behind closed doors. And B, if we're constantly evaluating and constantly trying to get better aren't I better served by getting a coach that's won a championship already?
Well, here's where it comes down to the relationship that my head coach has with my two superstars, right? The relationship that he has with those guys, the relationship that he has with the players in that locker room. Do they believe in what he's doing, what he's selling them? Because that's what it ultimately boils down to. Like, can he push the right buttons to get these guys to play up to the maximum of their potential? So often we've been talking about the Boston Celtics playing down to teams or not necessarily playing at their best until their backs are up against the wall. Can he find a way? Can he learn these guys enough to where you have confidence that in the biggest moments, when the stage and the stakes are the greatest, can he make the right decisions to motivate these guys and bring out the best in them? If he can do that, and if he can show signs of learning how to do that, then great, I can stay the course. If he doesn't, then I got some serious questions to ask about whether or not he's the right coach to get these guys to play at a championship level. I will say this. I don't think the last two games is a reflection on the players' confidence level in Joe Mazzulla.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it turns around that quickly. I don't think we get the leaks about Ime Udoka and the players feeling like the organization did him dirty and all of that stuff. I don't think that changes in just a week's time. I don't. All right? I think that's the thing that we have to watch as this thing continues to play out in this series and going into next season. Do the players believe in Joe Mazzulla? Do they think that he has the answers to the test? Because if they do, then you got the right head coach. If you don't, you're going to have big problems. Let's not forget, a couple weeks ago, Marcus Smart talked about the quote-unquote randomness in the offense. The offense looks like it's gotten fixed. The defense has gotten better too. But I don't think all of the questions about what the hell Joe Mazzulla has them doing has gone away.
Tune in tomorrow night. It's Game 6 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals as the Heat host the Celtics, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins 8 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and SiriusXM Channel 80. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. It's not often that you can get the coach and the GM perspective on things like this from one person. We're going to do that next, and you're going to want to hear it. Canty and Carlin for Greeny on ESPN Radio and SiriusXM Channel 80.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Greeny, the podcast.
Are the Lakers options this offseason? It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. We get to that in 30 seconds. The best teams start with great talent, but finding the right people can be a challenge. It's like sports scouts researching top athletes across the country to find potential picks for pro teams. When it comes to hiring, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 job sites, and ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. To try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Can we go to ZipRecruiter for the Lakers to get a third star? Can we use them to find? Can we use ZipRecruiter to get us a third star? We need another star outside of Bron and AD. I'm just asking, how good are you, ZipRecruiter? Can you do that for us? Because that's what we need.
I got to tell you, I just had a vision of Kyrie Irving's resume on ZipRecruiter.
Oh, man.
Okay, it says here that you decided not to show up last year.
Yeah.
On principle, but you did oddly show up at a political fundraiser. What do you say about that?
And he showed up at a nightclub, too. Birthday party for his sister and his dad. Yeah. Yeah, he did that. But his teammates and his coaches didn't know where he was.
No, exactly.
That sounds like a guy you can depend on to help you win a championship, LeBron.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny. With that in mind, Dave McMenamin of ESPN.com, great story today that you want to check out regarding the Lakers and what their options are for next season.
Not great, Bob.
And I'll tell you, it's a great story, but it is depressing.
Yeah.
Because here are the three options. Run it back with what you have.
That means re-signing D'Angelo Russell, Austin mm-hmm. Reeves, and Rui?
Yeah, and also
Malik Beasley?
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt, okay.
Yep, who I believe is a restricted free agent, if I'm not mistaken.
Vanderbilt is restricted. I think Beasley has an option.
Beasley has an option, correct.
Yeah.
Shake it up, which would lead to letting D'Angelo Russell go and either pursuing Kyrie, Fred VanVleet in maybe a sign and trade,
mm-hmm.
which absolutely I'd be down for that. Because if VanVleet opts out, then and you're going to get nothing for him, you may as well try to work something out with the Lakers, right? If
sure.
you're Toronto. Or the last one that he brought up that I thought was very interesting from Atlanta, not Trae Young, DeJounte Murray. Could the Hawks be interested in trading away Murray? Not necessarily a true a point guard in the truest sense.
He's a combo guard.
Yes.
He's a combo guard.
But defensively would be really good to add to that mix.
Yeah, he's I mean, from a shot-making standpoint,
yep.
he gives you what you're looking for. And then defensively, he's a much better option in the lineup than having D'Lo out there. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I absolutely love DeJounte Murray. If we could get our hands on him, that would be a phenomenal get for the Lakers.
Option three, split the difference.
What the hell does that look like? What does split the difference look like?
It didn't look like anything good, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
It was certainly nothing that you would think, wow, this is an easy fix for the Lakers, because this is the point. None of the options make you feel great. And the idea of shaking it up, well, it doesn't make you feel great in the possibilities that exist of it actually happening. Like, if you're willing to take the risk on Kyrie Irving, I think that's probably the most likely thing. But what?
I don't like the risk of Kyrie Irving. I just don't.
Yeah. I mean, here's what they're talking about with split the difference.
Mm.
You try to keep Dennis Schroeder. Then you maybe you look at give a role to players like Troy Brown and Wenyen Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are guys that you're not looking at and thinking, well, he's going to be ready to step up and be a major factor for us.
Listen, DeJounte Murray is an all-star. Like, I would love for them to be able to get him. And even though from a playmaking standpoint, he doesn't give you exactly what you're looking for in terms of somebody to handle the ball outside of LeBron, I think he does give you enough shot-making. He does give you enough of a threat in terms of a perimeter knockdown shooter and a two-way player because he's good defensively. I think he gives you enough of that where you elevate your team, you elevate your talent base, like you get closer to the Denver Nuggets. Now, I actually love the Fred VanVleet move too, and depending on what that would look like in a sign and trade, I could be down for that. I think VanVleet does give you more of the playmaking that you need aside LeBron James in order to get closer to Denver, but I also recognize DeJounte Murray is a younger player than VanVleet is, and the upside of DeJounte Murray is higher than VanVleet is. So if you're Rob Pelinka, You know, you want to bring in somebody that can help you now compete for a championship with the twilight of LeBron, but you also want somebody that can help you after LeBron in terms of what your future looks like, because you don't have a lot of draft picks to rebuild your team with.
See, so in 2029.
So you gotta have some pieces there when LeBron decides to step away to let you be competitive alongside of AD. And I think DeJounte Murray does more for you in that regard than a Van Vliet sign and trade. So I get how the Lakers can be caught betwixt and between, but what I would say is this. If you're serious about LeBron competing for a championship in his last year or two that you have him, then you can't be half pregnant. You got to go all in. And if that's the commitment that you're willing to make, if you're the Lakers and LeBron does in fact come back, then to me the sign and trade with Van Vliet is a more viable option than exploring a trade with the Atlanta Hawks.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app. Up next, a social problem that I need to get solved, and yet another embarrassing situation for me. And Mike Tannenbaum will help us solve that. He doesn't even know it yet, but he will. That is in moments. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Greeny, the podcast.
You can watch Greeny on the ESPN app. Just click watch, look for Greeny, and enjoy. We just a second ago.
You can watch him flying away on his Blade-sponsored Utah Bayonne golf club. There you go.
There's a heliport, maybe 400 or 500 yards from here.
Yes. I think more precisely a 5-iron.
That's exactly it. There you go, Mike T. There you go.
And there's the picture of it up now on the app. And every time you look over, it is the heliport where they shoot Succession. And they shot part of Succession during the earlier this season. Mm-hmm. They had shot it right in this neighborhood when they were on the boat, when they found out that, again, spoiler alert, Logan Roy had passed away.
Yeah.
So I don't want to ruin it for anybody. I hope I didn't just ruin it for you.
You don't care if you ruined it for
him. At this point, if you haven't watched it in 2 months, I can't help you.
You know, Paul, I think that's okay.
We'll get to that in a second. Done. That is Mike Tannenbaum, our ESPN NFL front office insider. And you may not have known that Mike also was an agent for some coaches along the way, NBA coaches. He, if I'm not mistaken, negotiated Steve Kerr's deal with the Golden State Warriors when he first went there. Mike, let's talk about Joe Mazzulla here, because I'd love to know from the coach's perspective and from the organization's perspective. He got a contract extension at the right near the All-Star break, where they removed the interim tag from him. And now you had things not go all that smoothly late down the stretch. They've won the last couple. But if you're in a management spot
And you have a particularly good coaching free agent class like they do this year. It's almost unprecedented. How do you evaluate that? I gave this young coach an extension at the All-Star break, but we might lose to the eighth-seeded team. We might lose to a team that we shouldn't lose to right now.
Yeah, look, you have to do like what is in your best interest. And to me, the best example of this, guys, was actually what Sean McVay and Stan Kroenke did when they gave Jared Goff a massive extension with over $100 million guaranteed. And then within a year, Matthew Stafford becomes available. They go to Stan Kroenke and say, hey, we have an opportunity to get better. There's going to be a sunk cost that we're going to have to eat here. And the rest is history. The LA Rams became world champions. And I think you have to have a similar conversation with your owner and say to Wick, hey, look, we like Joe Mazzulla. He's young. He didn't even have a training camp. It was very unusual how he got thrown into the fire. With that said, we have an unexpected opportunity to fill in the blank. You know, I don't think Doc's going to go back there, but there's a number of other guys from, you know, Nick Nurse amongst others that, you know, could be available. And if we're doing what's best for us, while we think that Joe Mazzulla is a solid B, for us to really pursue greatness, to be champions, to beat Philadelphia and Milwaukee on a regular basis, we have an opportunity and we have a responsibility to our organization to look at that.
You brought up Whit Grusbeck. I mean, how much does ownership influence what you do as the general manager? Because you might have convictions because of the hire that you made in Joe Mazzulla, but ownership is going to have something to say. And based on the word that we're hearing from our insiders and reports, ownership is disappointed based on what they've seen so far from this Boston Celtics team throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, they should be, because when you just look at the players, Chris, and you're just drafting them, I mean, you throwing Jimmy Butler out, I mean, how many other Celtics are you taking before you take, you know, fill in what, Bam Adebayo? Like, it is clearly the Celtics are a much better basketball team. And if they could give up, I'm making this up, 3 first-round picks for Eric Spoelstra, hard to think that they wouldn't do that at this point. So when you're the GM, Chris, you're I've always said this, you're the point guard between the head coach and the owner, and saying like, hey, like, we're going to have to eat a lot of this contract on Joe Mazzulla, but we have a chance to become an A. And when you look at it and you could get somebody who's established with this team that we have right now with Tatum and Brown, something we really got to look at.
Mike Tannenbaum with us, ESPN NFL Front Office Insider, where we're talking about the front office and the operations, how things work in general. And I guess at the end of a season, I'm very curious as to how that whole process plays out, Mike, the evaluation process. When it didn't go the way that you expected it to go, take me through what that's like and how you approach it.
Yeah, I mean, here's the reality, guys. Like, the NFL head coaching cycle starts on November 1st. I mean, that's really the time that when teams are trending in a direction that if it's not going well, you know, you're finalizing your decision that last week, and you're not beginning those discussions. And again, like, your job is to lay out, and look, I've been a part of those discussions. Like, here's who's going to be available. Here's what we think we need to do to get better. Like, when we went after Rex Ryan at the Jets, you know, we felt like we had to have a different approach with our locker room and, you know, changed our defense a little bit. And you're having conversations well ahead of time because you also are trying to assess who your competition is. So, hey, we're identifying, let's say we wanted Sean Payton this year. Well, who are we competing against? You know, those are things that the Denver Broncos are asking themselves.
Talking with ESPN NFL front office insider Mike Tannenbaum on Greeny. And Mike T, switching gears, going to a little bit of NFL. We were talking earlier about quarterbacks that are going to have new play callers this season. Dak Prescott with Mike McCarthy, Justin Herbert with Kellen Moore, even Pat Mahomes with Matt Nagy now back in Kansas City. Out of all of the moving pieces, out of all of the different new play callers with significant quarterbacks in this league, who do you think is going to have the most impact from a play calling standpoint on quarterbacks?
Yeah, I think without question it's the Chargers guys, because when you look at Dallas and Kansas City, even though Eric Bieniemy moved on or Kellen Moore, like, there's continuity there with the head coach, and those are offensive guys.
Yep.
I think clearly what we're seeing is Brandon Staley's a defensive guy, and he's saying, hey, didn't work out with Joe Lombardi for whatever reasons. Kellen Moore come in, and, like, by all accounts, guys, they're just going to try to light it up. You know, they have 3 receivers. Like, they're going to be really hard to match up when you think about, like, the size of their receivers, from Quentin Johnston from TCU, Mike Williams, put Keenan Allen in the slot. I think they're going to throw the ball all over the lot.
Yeah, that's the front court of an NBA team. I mean, that's what it is.
Mike, can Sean Payton salvage Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I think Russell Wilson becomes a beat. Russell Wilson should be worrying about starting in 2024 because, look, we know the first speech that Sean Payton says when he walks in, I go by what I see and the best players will play. And I didn't give up all these first-round picks. I didn't give him this contract. I will do everything I can to make him better, but I am not beholden to Russell Wilson.
Mike T, does anything happen with the Davante Adams, Las Vegas Raiders relationship? Because it doesn't sound like it's in the best of places right now.
Yeah, I think it could. And if I'm, you know, fill the blank, the New England Patriots, who desperately could use a number one receiver like a Davante Adams, I'm certainly calling Bill Belichick. I'm calling my old offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels. The one thing I would say to Davante Adams is I would do that behind closed doors, because if you're trying to move on, you don't want to draw attention to it. You want to get in there and be a problem solver and say, hey, this isn't working. I need to get out of here. By going public like that, if I'm another team, I may have some second thoughts.
All right, Mike, you have been in you know, you've run organizations. You've been
I've been socially awkward. Let's just get right to it.
This is more of just working in organizations that have so many people around. So this is what kills me. This morning, the guy who basically is in charge of us being on the air, this guy named Mike, and for 3 months, at least, if not longer, I found out today I have been calling him Connor. I thought his name was Connor. And, you know, when you get told that, well, you just feel like the biggest dumbass, right? And immediately, I'm just like, oh, man. And I guess my first question is, have you been in that position before?
Multiple times.
And what do you feel like? How long did the person wait before they actually told you?
Actually, there's even something more awkward. Like when I first got to college and you're hanging out with somebody and like now you're like too close, like they think you know the name and you don't. And then you're in a situation where you have to introduce them. And I'm like, hey, big guy, this is Chris. Chris, me, big guy. That's even worse than not knowing the guy's name. So I have been there.
Yeah. I usually just relied on the person whose name I did know. And say, hey, this is Chris.
Yeah.
And then just count on them. And generally, that person would know that I didn't know and would not give it up at all.
1,000%. That's exactly what I would do. But I've actually been on the other side of that and been the person who the person that's introducing didn't know their name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
how do you handle that?
Well, it was a little bit awkward because it actually came out on air. And it happened when I started out working weekend radio on ESPN 98.7 here in New York. And Stephen A. at the time just came back to local radio in the New York market. And so he had me on the show as a football analyst, didn't realize that he didn't know my name. So Stephen A. goes on this long soliloquy about how great of a football analyst I was and how I was an up-and-coming star. And he says, now I want to introduce you guys to Super Bowl champion and one of the best football analysts out there, Mr. Greg Canty. Let's see. Thanks, Stephen A.
You got Canty right.
Yeah, but I didn't correct him in that moment. It's Stephen A. Smith. You don't correct him on radio. Yeah. It's just like, all right, I guess I'm Greg Canty for the interview.
Isn't that on the other person? Isn't that on you? Isn't that on Mike to say to me, you know, hey, by the way.
But here's the thing, though. When you're putting that much on it, I mean, he literally gave me a minute introduction when I jumped on the radio show with him before he announced my name, and then he calls me Greg Canty. At that point, that's on Stephen A. That's not on me. Like, I won a Super Bowl in New York City.
That's true.
You know, it's just like, come on.
That's true.
Yeah. It's Stephen A. Smith, so you don't correct him. It's Stephen A. Smith.
I have not. And I would not have a problem if somebody had screwed up
my name.
So
you'd go on being called Greg Carlin by Stephen A. in perpetuity.
If I had won a Super Bowl, I wouldn't. If I hadn't, maybe.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, you know, he kind of is a big deal around here.
But that's what I said. I didn't correct him. And I did win a Super Bowl. I didn't correct him.
Did you ever have it happen where you were in that position?
100 times. Yeah. We actually talked about this over the draft, guys. Like, where, you know, you feel like, all right, people should hopefully remember your name. And when they don't, it's like so disappointing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Like the introduction game. Like, how many times do I have to, I've met, you know, now look, there's like the icons. Like, I've met Jerry Jones literally like 75 times in my life.
Sure.
Over 20 years. And he is 0 for 75. Now, like, what's the over-under? Is it, like, 150? Like, when does it become at some point maybe he'd remember my name?
See, but I would think with Jerry Jones, like, that might happen with Stephen Jones every day. Like, he may not know who
that
is.
That's quite possible, especially at this stage in the game. At least I have the built-in excuse. I used to get hit in the head for a living. I'll ride that one till the wheels fall off, brother.
Well, Mike, I appreciate the perspective, and personally, I'm not going to take any of the blame here.
Well, I just appreciate you calling me Mike.
You're the best.
Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider. Canty and Carlin coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Now, every day there are drivers on the road who decide not to buckle their seatbelts. Some of those drivers will be ticketed by law enforcement. Some of those drivers who crash won't make it home. Buckling up is the single most effective way to protect your life in the event of a crash and make it home safely to your loved ones. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
It is the segment that America waits for each and every week. It is Who You Got, starring Bubba. What's going on, brother?
All right, here we go. We got a lot to get to today, and we're going to start with, obviously, the NBA. We've been talking about it all day. Can the Celtics come back? Greeny's saying they can. We'll ask you guys now. Tomorrow night, Celtics at Heat. Of course, it's on ESPN Radio. Tune in, and it's Boston minus 2.5. Who's going to win this one? Who you got?
Boston minus 2.5. I think I'm going to go with the Celtics.
Oh, his eyes just lit up.
I think I'm going to go with the Celtics. I'll lay the points. Yeah, I'm going with Boston.
I myself am going to go with the Miami Heat. I think the Miami Heat will go home and will get it done, and you know what that means.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
I don't even recognize you right now.
I know.
Picking the Miami Heat? Picking a Miami sports team? What would Amber Wilson say?
I think she'd be proud of me.
I don't think she's going to say much of anything right now. She's enjoying herself in the Bahamas.
What? I mean, yeah. Again, that life. I want that life. I am so jealous of Amber Wilson's life.
Where you can take off and go to the Bahamas
and be there in 45 minutes.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Because she lives down in Florida. Oh my God. KOD, by the way, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. All right, Bubba, next.
Earlier in the week, former Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger admitted he wasn't rooting for Kenny Pickett to succeed at first in Pittsburgh. Do you root for your replacements, and do you appreciate his honesty?
Hell no, you don't root for your replacement, but you can't say it out loud. You can't say it publicly. You can only wax poetic about the guy that's stepping in to fill your shoes, especially when you're a legend and future Hall of Famer in Ben Roethlisberger. The last thing you want to be seen as is that level of petty when you're talking about your legacy with that franchise, one of the most iconic franchises in the NFL's history, being cemented the way that Big Ben's was. Like, you've got to root for Kenny Pickett. You saying that you were rooting against him only makes you look worse. And trust me, Roethlisberger has enough things in his past to make him look bad.
Yeah, I was very disappointed, but unsurprised that Ben would say that. Really not surprised.
Real shocker for you, huh?
Oh, my God. As a Steeler fan, anyway. Yeah. As far as the, you know, would I root for my replacement, depends on who the replacement is. I certainly have had a replacement that I did not root for.
No, that's happened. No, now you're not keeping it a buck. There's no world where you want the company to be better off in your absence than when you were there.
No, but like if I got fired, I don't want the replacement to be better.
Even if I retired, I don't want the replacement to be better.
If I like the person that was doing it, I want them to do well.
I want them to do well, just not as well as I did.
Listen, we're all here for the blink of an eye.
Okay,
anyway.
Here you go. Now you're not being honest with the people.
That. Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Next!
We just got some great audio sent in from Anthony at 98.7. Why don't you guys listen to this? This is straight from 98.7 from a couple of years ago.
And I remember my man Greg Canty talking this morning on radio. He was saying, once a teammate, always a teammate. I agree with that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, what a job by Anthony Busick.
I think we got a second one, too. Here's this one.
Filling in for me along with Greg Canty.
So not only did he do it when he introduced me when I was on the show, but the follow-ups in referencing anything that I say, I'm Greg Canty.
I just don't
understand how he got it in his mind that my name was Greg.
I don't know. You never said anything.
No.
Ever.
No, I never.
So somebody else obviously said, yeah. Hey, by the way, it's Chris.
Yeah, somebody else corrected him. I'm not going to correct Stephen A. Smith. It's Stephen A. Smith.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Greg Canty.
That's great,
Bob. I think that might stick.
Next.
That's great, Bob.
Thank you, Anthony. All right, last one for me. My normal greenie coworker, Cam Pratt, not here today. He called out sick, but he's also heading on vacation to Turks and Caicos tomorrow morning. I'm just asking questions here. Who you got on Cam calling out today?
I think that you are justifiably answering questions because I think Cam got a little bit of the Turks and Caicos flu before he even got on the plane. And I respect it to a degree if that was the case, but sometimes you can't telegraph your move.
Listen, some is good, more is better. What's better than a 3-day weekend? A 4-day weekend.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. I respect the hustle.
Well, here's the thing.
I respect the hustle.
He said he was throwing up last night because he had had something that Bubba had for lunch as well. Bubba felt fine.
Okay.
This is all I'm saying.
Well, listen, you'll never be able to prove it. You can hide behind the ambiguity of it.
And well, he could have sent us the pictures. Send us the pictures of the vomit.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Listen, if he follows what Diana Rossini was saying, he might actually be getting some problems down in Turks and Caicos. She was giving some pretty lit advice yesterday.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.